The Day and Hour of Christ's Coming Announced, December 23. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. The voice of God is heard from heaven, declaring the day and hour of Jesus' coming, and delivering everlasting covenant to his people. Like peals of loudest thunder his words roll through the earth. He spoke one sentence, and then paused, while the words were rolling through the earth. The Israel of God stood with their eyes fixed upward, listening to the words as they came from the mouth of Jehovah and rolled through the earth like peals of loudest thunder. It was awfully solemn. At the end of every sentence the saints shouted, "Glory! Hallelujah!" The living saints, 144,000 in number, knew and understood the voice, while the wicked thought it was thunder and an earthquake. The Israel of God stand listening, with their eyes fixed upward. Their countenances are lighted up with His glory, and shine as did the face of Moses when he came down from Sinai. The wicked cannot look upon them. And when the blessing is pronounced on those who have honored God by keeping His Sabbath holy, there is a mighty shout of victory. Then commenced the Jubilee, when the land should rest. A glorious light shone upon them, the saints. How beautiful they then looked! All marks of care and weariness were gone, and health and beauty were seen in every countenance. Their enemies, the heathen around them, fell like dead men. They could not endure the light that shone upon the delivered, holy ones. This light and glory remained upon them, until Jesus was seen in the clouds of heaven. And I saw a flaming cloud come where Jesus stood. Then Jesus took his place on the cloud which carried him to the east, where it first appeared to the saints on earth, a small black cloud which was the sign of the Son of Man. While the cloud was passing from the holiest to the east, which took a number of days, the synagogue of Satan worshipped at the saints' feet.